commendations or distinctions that the university has brought to itself in any regional or national forum that you want to share with us?
Well, I certainly want to tell you about the rifle team. I guess, if this were a football team, you know, the entire state of Alaska would know every single player by name. This is a group of individuals who've won their third consecutive national championship, and I got to tell you just very quickly the story that this would be the fourth consecutive national championship if it weren't for the fact that one of the members of the team in a display of sportsmanship that is as world-class as the team has evolved to become, reported himself for a very technical violation that had to do with during the warm-ups, this individual accidentally engaged the wrong target. This is considered, the reason you don't want to do it is obviously it throws off the other person's mark and they don't want to do it. Apparently it's a fairly common kind of mistake, and it's absolutely extraordinary for somebody to self-report, never mind the national championship. It costs you 10 points on your team score in a score that very typically places are determined by a single point. Second and third this year, for instance, were determined by a single point. And so UAF came in second by 6 points. So they would have won it, and was universally cheered and applauded. They've now won 3 in a row. Their degree of dominance, it has no analogy in sports. They are winning the national championship and setting intercollegiate records by more than 100 points. I mean, there just is no analogy. If somebody's running the 100-yard dash in 8 seconds, I don't know what the right thing is. Quite literally, they could have divided the team in two and come in first and second, which is pretty remarkable. I mean, a fascinating. Now, the team has a composite grade point average of 3.8. You'll give me one brag, I'll brag about that. That's a great
I was extraordinary group.
I was hoping you would pick up on that one.
Extraordinary.
Are there any other questions from members of the committee? Senator Opperman and Senator Wilkin.
You mentioned that there was no money given to interns. They're not paid. It is a small stipend.
There is a stipend. It's very low, which means that the type of student that's able to engage in this is traditionally, they're single, they're younger, they have lower standards for
housing, lesser needs.
And frankly, that isn't the demographic of the majority of our students. So we're trying to, and I know that the teachers for the program are concerned about this too, and how to be able to make it more attractive to more students. It's a difficulty. And
I think that's our responsibility, though. I don't think that's yours. We'll take care of that.
We have dozens of requests from agencies who also want interns to come work with them. So we have many more opportunities than we have students who are able to take advantage of it.
Right.
And this year we have 7, I believe. Do we have? Okay. Just so the people out there that are watching on television know, we have 7 university interns with the legislature this year, so we have 60 legislators and only 7 interns.
Senator Wilkins. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A comment and then a question and a heads up. I can't help but sit here and think about the difference between this presentation and the presentation I saw at my first year in the legislature from the university in regard to their budget. I think that the difference is striking, and I appreciate it very much. Secondly, on page 64, in regard to the Chuck C. campus, 2 years ago, if there was a deal, an agreement struck, that component would be taken out of the education budget, and through the borough, the university, that expenditure would be rolled into other budgets. And I suspect that this year that, per the agreement of 2 years ago in writing, that those monies won't be in the education budget this year. So I would hope that you would take a look and see what that means to your budget. If I can get you, I know you have the agreement. So any questions, if you see me on that, because I have that budget on the Senate side. And then the last, the heads up, we're not going to talk about the capital budget today, but I do know, I noticed on page 93, that there's a $5 million request for the TBC Fairbanks Courthouse facility. And I know myself and others have been told how horrible that building is and how it needs to be demolished. And I just want to make sure that we're not trying to make a silver curse out of a sow's ear, because up until here, we've been told that that building is not usable. So just a heads up from what we've heard of this building, and we'll talk more about that when we get to the cap. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for your presentation today.
Is there any other matter to come before the committee? Okay. Did we have somebody on teleconference that wanted to testify? I don't have, did anybody signed up to testify here?
I think it says,
probably
Pat Pitney.
Pat, budget analyst.
Oh, just to answer questions?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, if there's nobody signed up to testify, then we'll go ahead and adjourn. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good job.